I've been across the big pond, off in London, doing some amazing things. But happy to be back. I know you've been listening to some great shows while I'm gone. But, hey, let's talk a little bit about Nothing But Good News Radio and what it is that we do here. I personally am an international leader in corporate and personal development, and I'm also a speaker, a talk show host, a TV personality. I am the publisher of Nothing But Good News magazine and the originator of the Vision Program. I specialize in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. That's just a little bit of what we do here at CannyG Enterprises. So much good stuff going on. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles here are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis for our magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the work that gets delivered here. I'm also very happy to say that I'm a cast member of the upcoming movie, The Journey, which will be premiering December 9th. Oh, there's so much to share. But before we get to all the really good stuff, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Well, what's a G-Note? A G-Note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness. And I drop it in your email box every single day. And today's G-Note simply says, by cultivating and feeding your garden of conscious thoughts daily, you can and will reap a bountiful harvest of dreams fulfilled. Oh, we want to talk about fulfilling dreams, and we want to talk about overcoming obstacles and all of the things that we can do to have all of those things that we want in our life to live a fulfilling, wonderful, exciting, growth-filled life. So, speaking of exciting, I'm very excited today about today's guest. His name is Tim Scherr, and he is a speaker, performance coach, author who empowers people to achieve success in record time. Instead of relying on luck or willpower, he will teach you how to create health, wealth, and peace of mind through conditioning yourself to overcome the odds and function at your fullest potential. He is a licensed hypnotist and NLP trainer, and there is so much about who Tim is and what he does. I'm going to bring him on so he can share a lot of his goodness with us. So, Tim, welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. And are you with me? You know, we got a little bit of technical stuff going on. See, that's what I get for leaving for a little while. My equipment's going, hey. So what's going on right now is we do have a little bit of technical difficulties. And so right now we have some of the best engineers forever and ever that are working on what it is that we can do to make sure Tim and I are both on the air with you together. That's why I love live radio. You never know what's going to happen. So just hold on tight and see where we're at. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to break real quick, and we're going to fix our technical stuff. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean islands and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Are you prepared for retirement? Now, there's a show that teaches you how. 880 The Biz invites you to tune in to Let's Talk Retirement every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. The Let's Talk Retirement Show with David Fontaine, certified financial planner with Raymond James Financial Services, will cover important topics such as how to plan your retirement income, ways to potentially lower taxes, investment strategies for your portfolio before and during your retirement, and much, much more. The Let's Talk Retirement Show, Tuesdays at 4:30 p.m.
So welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. Didn't I tell you we'd figure a way to get this worked out? Hey, Tim, are you there? I'm so happy to hear your voice. You know, it's a little frustrating on this end when I don't hear anything at all. I'm like, is anybody out there? But, you know, hey, that's all part of what we do. And, you know, perfect segue into overcoming obstacles.
That's right. I will persist until I succeed.
It's exactly it. So, you know, I gave a little bit of your background, but what I would really love for you to do, because there's so much to who you are, I would like to really do you justice and have you share a little bit more about exactly who you are.
Well, I'm just a guy who grew up having a lot of low self-esteem. I grew up very anxious. When I was 14 years old, my mom was at the grocery store. I had a younger sister, and we had a babysitter. And I remember getting a phone call about 7:30 at night, and it was from my father's work. He worked at U.S. Steel in the mill. He was an electrician. And I pick up the phone, and I say, hello. And she says, this woman on the other line says, is your mother there? And I said, no, she isn't. And the lady says, well, there's been an accident, and we need to find her now. And so I called my Uncle Donnie, and he came over, and it turns out that my father was working on this huge electrical box, and it was not tagged correctly. So while he was in there with the screwdriver and flashlight, somebody turned it on. And it went boom, and it exploded, and it caught my father on fire. And it's one of those things where, you know, those nightmares where he's running out on fire, and they put him out. And I didn't see my father again for 4 months later. 4 months later, I saw him at Loyola Burn Unit, and it wasn't my father. It looked like this mummy. All you could see was his red eyes and his burnt fingertips and his black lips, and, you know, and it was awful. And I saw him go through the recovery. There's one thing worse than getting burned, and it's recovering from it. And so, you know, then I saw him getting addicted to the painkillers and all this stuff that he went through, and it made me so insecure and freaked me out so much at that young age that I grew up with a ton of anxiety and worry and fear, and I wanted to learn how to feel better about it. And I went to school for psychology, and I went and tried to study all the peak performance strategies like hypnotism and neuro-linguistic programming and anything that seemed to work and work fast. And so, you know, I learned how to use your mind to get results in a way that seemed to be faster and more effective than anything else that I had found. And so now I spend my life helping other people to get out of their pain and make their lives more secure as well. So that's me in a nutshell.
And so how old were you when you said this happened?
I was 14.
And your dad, is he still with us?
He is. Yeah, my dad is also one of the most amazing people. I've met a ton of motivational speakers over the years, but my dad is still the most remarkable man I've ever met. Out of all that time, he's burned from his chin down to his groin, and he has all kinds of scars, but he's the first to take his shirt off and go swimming during the summer. You know, the way he acts, you never know it happened. And I only heard him complain one time, Candy, and it was because his hand wouldn't open all the way. I mean, he doesn't even have all his fingernails. But his hand wouldn't open all the way, and he would complain one time because he had to go have another surgery on his hand. You know, people these days complain because there's too much traffic or because their coffee's too hot, you know, and all these silly little things. And I think of my dad, and if I ever start to go into self-pity or get all stressed out, I just kind of think, you know, call 1-800-WAH and get over it.
Right, and that's amazing. And so I certainly hope your dad is listening, or he gets an opportunity to hear the replay of this show. And kudos to your dad. What's his name?
His name is Dale.
Dale, I I'm very impressed with folks that can manage that kind of pain. But, you know, a lot of folks have pain. And a lot of folks have pain they need to manage, and I guess that's what you're about. So tell me a little bit about how it is you do what you do.
Well, the human mind is fascinating. It's so powerful. And when you learn how to communicate with yourself in a more effective way, then you can experience all kinds of wonderful things in your life. But the problem is that we're not really taught how to communicate with ourselves in this way. We're not taught how to use the power of our mind and our nervous system to our advantage. And as a result, we go through life sabotaging ourselves and sabotaging our goals and making our life feel harder and heavier than it needs to be. There's so many people that are stressed out and in pain, physical pain, emotional pain, worry, fear. They're worried about their relationships. They're worried about their money. They're worried about their health. They're worried about their families. You know, people are just stressed out to the max, and it doesn't have to be that way. You can learn how to feel more calm and feel more secure no matter what's going on around you. And it's not a bunch of just positive thinking and you know, find your dream and have your passion. It really, you learn how to have faith, how to feel secure, and how to create a belief system that lets you know that it's going to be okay no matter what.
What's the first step?
First step is focus on what you want. If you're feeling stressed out, if you're feeling fearful, you've got to redirect your attention on what it is that you want instead of how it is. Most people don't focus on their faith. They focus on their fears. They're not focusing on the big picture of how they want things to go. They're focusing on where they're at. And so it's like driving down the expressway going 60 miles an hour staring at your lap. That is an accident waiting to happen. You need to know where you're at because you have to be realistic and practical, but you also need to know what outcome you want so that you can move towards that. If you're focusing on your problems, worries, and fears, then you're just going to continue to move in that direction. If you want a solution, you've got to focus on that, and then that will start to move you towards it. And it's like in our brain, it's like we have this mental GPS system. And every day, with what we say to ourselves and what we imagine, we program in the coordinates into our GPS system, and our brain takes us there. It takes us there by what we're focusing on, what we're going to notice throughout the day, how we're feeling, the choices that we make. So how do you program yourself each day? You get up and say, oh, it's going to be one of those days, and you focus on all the things that make you feel upset and anxious or stressed. Or do you program your GPS system by focusing on what you want, how you want things to go, and then you start to move in that direction? Now, people say, well, you know, you got to be realistic, you got to be practical. What they're really saying is they're scared, you know, instead of having the faith.
And I think, when people say that, I think that people are saying that they don't believe that they're worthy or that they deserve anything bigger.
Yeah, they're not expecting anything bigger.
Right, there's a great quote, and the quote was, who painted the Sistine Chapel? Michelangelo.
Angelo, sure.
Yeah, and it's been redone over and over and over again, but in his older language, which I can't quote him the way he originally said it, but it's not that most people in life aim too high and miss. It's that they aim too low and hit because they don't believe that they're worthy, deserve anything more.
Well, you know, the biggest disease on the planet isn't cancer. It's not AIDS. It's not diabetes. It's insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
That deep down fear that I'm not enough drives almost every human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's where it's the driving force behind fear and greed.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two emotions that seem to wreck the planet a lot of times. And so we've got to learn how to discover that we are enough. We don't have to prove ourselves. And that we can be worthy of a really good life, but we have to go and take positive action to make that happen. You know, self-esteem doesn't come from saying nice things to yourself. Self-esteem comes from setting a course and taking positive action. And from that positive action, you build yourself back up. No matter what you started out with, no matter what kind of parents you have the ability to build yourself back up, to reparent yourself. And so that's what I do in the seminars and books and things of that nature.
You know, it always surprises me, Tim, that there are so many folks, you know, because, you know, one of the things that you said is to focus on what it is that you want. And it surprises me that there are so many folks that just don't know what they want, or that will take the time to sit down and decide, this is what I want. There's a lot of shoulds and coulds, and this is what I'm supposed to do, but that magical part of discovering what it is that you truly want and taking the action steps that you talked about to turn those dreams into actions. How do you help folks get to that place?
Well, I think there's a couple things that happen. One, people are unclear on what they want because they're so heavily focused on what they don't want.
They spend
most of their time focused. So I have somebody that comes into my practice, and they sit down with me, and I say, so how can I help you? And they start to tell me all the things they don't want and all the things that are keeping them stuck, all the things that are causing them stress. And then I say, well, what do you want? And they're like, well, I don't know. And then they go right back to what they don't want. So it's one of the reasons why people are really good at feeling frustrated or confused, is because they're not spending as much time asking themselves, what would I like? What do I already enjoy? You know, if I had a magic wand and I had unlimited resources, what could I do? You don't have to know how you're going to plan out your whole life. You just kind of know what the next step is. You know, you can drive from Boston to California in thick fog and only see 10 feet in front of you, but that's enough. If you drive that 10 feet, then guess what? The next 10 feet appear. And if you drive those 10 feet, the next 10 feet appear. A lot of people say, oh, I don't know what I want, because they don't know all the steps. They don't know the full outcome. You don't have to. You just take the first couple steps. The next couple steps will present themselves. So people get caught up in also in the language. You know, what we say is so unconscious. We're talking to ourselves, and people sometimes don't even realize that they're doing it. But they'll say things like, you know, I just got to stop procrastinating. If I could quit procrastinating, I would feel fine. If I could just stop procrastinating. Well, what word do you keep hearing over and over and over?
I procrastinate.
That's exactly right. And that's why they keep doing it. Instead, say it the way you want it. So I'm feeling more motivated in every way. Every day I'm taking action and following through. I'm feeling more attracted to my goal. Now your mind is hearing motivated, attracted, following through. Even if you're not actually doing that yet, even if you don't feel motivated yet, you're programming yourself for the future. You're telling yourself what you want to have happen. You're plugging it into your GPS. And then after you say it enough, you'll find yourself moving forward. But it's the same thing when people will say, you know, I tell myself all day long, don't eat those cookies. Just don't eat those cookies. Just don't eat those cookies. But your brain doesn't hear words like don't or not or try. All it's hearing is eat the cookies. Don't smoke that cigarette. I can't have that cigarette. It just, all you hear is cigarette. If you tell yourself I'm out of debt or I'm going to be debt free, your mind hears debt and you end up attracting more of it to you. So we've got to learn to say it the way we want. One of the things that scared me the most was I would drive down the expressways and I would see big billboards that would say, don't drink and drive. So people are literally getting embedded, bombarded with hypnotic suggestions, drink and drive, drink and drive. Somebody realized that, told whoever sponsored those signs, and now when you see them, they say, stay sober, because you're saying it the way you want it.
You know, it's so true. I once heard a story, and the fine distinction for people to understand exactly what you're talking about is I once heard a story where someone asked Mother Teresa if she would go to an anti-war rally. Mm-hmm. And she said, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me to go to a peace rally, I'll be there.
Yeah, because you can't have, when you have a war on drugs and when you have a war on terrorism and you have a war on anything, you're just attracting more war.
Exactly. And so much about our world. See, you and I speak the same language, and it's exciting to talk to you. And so much of our world, we stay focused on absolutely finding solutions to problems, but sometimes when we're doing that, we spend so much time focusing on the problem becomes bigger. I've had Ben Johnson. He was the only doctor who was a doctor in the featured movie, The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book called Breast Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the secret to breast health, because the more cancer we focus on, the more we collectively create. Pretty fascinating when you think about the possibilities.
Well, it always bothers me when people talk about being a cancer survivor, mm-hmm. you know, or a cancer thriver. Mm-hmm. What about just being a brilliant human being?
Well, you know,
and then your mind's not hearing cancer at all.
Well, you know, it's true. You know, it's interesting. In my own life, I 6.5 years ago, I had a cancer diagnosis and did what needed to be done. And I'm very happy to say that I'm the healthiest person I know today.
Yay!
No, seriously. And I not only that, I figured out the cure for menopause along the way. It was all pretty great. But when I published a book called Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, my publisher called me up when she read the book. And she said, my editor, when we're getting to final edits, and she said, why is there such a short blurb on the cancer piece in here? I said, because the cancer piece was a short blurb in my life. That
yes.
was just it, period. And so I wholeheartedly agree with you. What are some of the things that you do to help folks stay on track?
Well, one of the biggest things that I've noticed that really seems to make a difference when I'm working with people is that when you're struggling to get what you want, it's almost always, every time, because you've unconsciously associated pain to the things that would get you what you want and pleasure to the things that are keeping you stuck. So let's just say weight loss, for example. We associate massive pleasure and comfort to food and massive pain to exercise. So it feels like a struggle. It feels like you're in your head fighting yourself. I know I should do this, but I don't want to. I shouldn't eat that donut, but it looks so good, and I've had a hard day, and it will make me feel better. Any kind of addiction, if you're procrastinating, if you're having trouble making more money, it's because even kids with their school homework, they procrastinate because they associate pain to the test, and they don't study, and it creates more of it. And so they think, well, I'm just stupid. No, not at all. It's just that you have associated pleasure and pain in the wrong way. So one of the fastest ways to start to feel more relaxed, to feel more secure, and to get what you want easier and faster is to learn how to use your imagination and start associating massive pleasure to what you really want and pain to the things that have been keeping you stuck.
And I think that's a great gauge, really great way to frame that. I really like that. Now, hear that music? We're going to head off to commercial break, but we're going to be back because we've got a lot more really good stuff coming from Tim. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Do you need help shipping? Emergent website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.emergent.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Emergent is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Emergent today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at emergent.com.
Now boarding, next stop, your remarkable life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A remarkable life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And I got to tell you, Tim, you've got a lot of great stuff and a lot of great tools. But for those folks that are listening out there, you heard from my good friend Les Brown. He will be in town on the 27th of November. And we will be speaking together. Just keep listening and check my website. I'll let you know the location. I don't know exactly where that's going to be, but I do have a public event coming up the 13th of November, and that is going to be located at
The Total Woman Signature Workshop, Wealthy and Wise, and that is in Boca. And what you can do is just go on my Facebook page or go to totalwoman.us. That's at the Wyndham Garden Hotel, and get all of the great information there. You know, Tim, I really like the way that you talked about teaching folks the difference between pain and pleasure and how it is that we internally, subconsciously, however you want to put it, make decisions to move towards one or the other. What are some ways, you know, you can teach somebody a concept and you can teach them an idea. What are some of the things that we can do to just help folks stay on track?
Well, let's get practical here. Let me give you some tools that are going to help people immediately. So let me give you the difference between relying on willpower, where you have to tough it out and try and talk yourself into it and force yourself, which isn't going to work. Willpower lasts about 2 minutes and then fizzles out, okay? Instead, learn how to use the power of your imagination. So let's just take a craving, for example. Can you ever have a craving for something? Cake, donuts, chocolate, anything like that?
I'm not a sweet girl, but certainly I do have cravings.
Okay. So, well, it could be anything. You know, it could be meat, potatoes. It could be all kinds of stuff. It could be pasta. Well, let's just imagine for your listeners, because there's so many people out there that do have trouble with sugar cravings or salt cravings. So let's just take a piece of chocolate, for example.
Okay.
I want you to imagine you take this delicious piece of chocolate, and you're holding it in your hand, and you're thinking to yourself, I've had a long day. I deserve this. Oh, it's going to be a party in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You're just so excited. So you take a bite of that chocolate, and you're chewing it in your mouth, and, oh, it just tastes so good. There's fireworks. But don't spit it, or don't swallow that. I want you to take that chocolate, and then I want you to go ahead and spit it back out into your hand. Ugh. You just spit it back out into your hand, and then try to eat it again. And what happens inside?
Oh, well, you're just like, no, I'm not really particularly interested in that as a process at the moment.
That's exactly right. Just using your imagination and creating this little shift in the way you're imagining that candy, suddenly you go from, I can't stop eating it, I love it so much, to, ew, no thanks, I'm not eating that.
Right.
And I've taught thousands and thousands of people that little five-second exercise to
right.
go from feeling out of control and feeling like you're a chocoholic for the last 30 years, to immediately saying, ooh, no thanks, I don't want that, in 5 seconds, with no willpower, no talking yourself into it. It was easy. And that's the difference between learning how to use the equipment that God already gave you. You already have the mind. You already have the nervous system. It's just learning how to use it in an interesting new way to help you to go from feeling out of control to totally in it.
And that's, how do you do, what do you do the same thing with folks that are smokers or have addictions?
Yeah, now that's a simple little aversion technique. So, but you can use all their very positive, you know, techniques where you're using pleasure as well. So one of the reasons, main reasons why people smoke is simply because their brain thinks that cigarette's going to make them feel better, that cigarette's going to relax them. And I work with hundreds and hundreds of people who've smoked over the last 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and I ask them the same thing. If cigarettes are so darn relaxing, why do you need 20 of them a day? You know, you'd think one or two would do it. But the reason they go to it is it isn't actually because of the cigarette. It's because of all the other relaxing things around the cigarette. So they take a break. It's the only time a smoker ever really takes a full, deep breath in. Maybe they're laughing and joking with other people that they're smoking with, and they expect that the cigarette's going to make them feel better, so that becomes their truth. So they've got the break, they've got the deep breathing, they've got the laughing with friends, they've got the expectation they're going to feel better. All of that is what relaxes a smoker. All the while, the cigarette is in the middle of it all, and their brain sees the cigarette, feels relaxed, and thinks it's a connection. It's because of the cigarette that I feel this way. When in actuality, that cigarette's inside making them feel more tense and more stressed and more upset, which is why they feel like 20 minutes later, they have to have another one. So you can go in there and you can begin to disconnect that association. You start to break that association so they realize that the cigarette is actually causing more pain and more frustration, and there's other things you can do instead that will not only make you feel more relaxed, but save you money, help you breathe easier, help you smell better, help you look better. So when people think about quitting smoking, they feel like they're losing their best friend. No, you're getting rid of a really crappy friend, and you're replacing it with much better ones. And so it's an example of how you will use pleasure and pain in the right way, where you start to imagine yourself feeling calm, feeling relaxed in any situation, imagining yourself the way you want it to be, which is the direct opposite of how most people do it. Most people imagine themselves stressed out, anxious, worried, all hell's breaking loose, horrible cravings, eating like a fiend, and eventually failing. And so they create that self-fulfilling prophecy, and that's exactly what happens.
What about, let's get away from substances, and let's talk about relationships.
Okay.
And
now you will find, no matter what we talk about, it's the same exact pattern. It's the same exact thing. But let's talk about relationships.
So let's talk about, if somebody's been married for a long time and they say, where's the passion gone?
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
Okay. Well, I imagine couples, and I've also done a lot of couples counseling over the years and communication, and I find that when people are ready to get divorced or they're stressed out or they feel absolutely bored in their relationship, it's as though you have two people that walk up to each other with empty cups saying, fill me up, fill me up. Instead of understanding how it really works and how relationships really work, people are trying to get their needs met through their partner, which isn't going to happen. You've got to learn how to meet your own needs and then connect with your partner in a different way. So, a lot of times what will happen is two people will get so stressed out and, just upset and frustrated and bored. And what they do is instead of going to their partner and connecting and filling back up, as their partner does the same, they end up taking it out on their partner. And so I know people that they'll look at their spouse and immediately associate pain to that person, and it's an anchor. They just associated pain to their partner, and you can learn how to change that around and get reconnected the way that you were when you first met. So the biggest problem that's going on these days is that masculine and feminine energy seem to be all mixed up. Men are walking around and acting like, wimps. They're walking around. They're not acting like real men. You even watch in our culture on the sitcoms, all the dads on TV are bumbling idiots. Men are projected as, some kind of fools that can't take care of anything or anyone. That's not how it was projected back in the day, but it's certainly how it's projected now. And so I see a lot of men walking around acting very feminine. They're worried, they're scared, they're stressed. Masculine energy is about feeling grounded, knowing that everything's going to be okay, focusing on the larger picture, knowing that they're secure and they're fine so that they can focus their energy on taking care of those in their life, especially taking care of their women. Now, women don't need to be taken care of. Women are very good at taking care of themselves. However, every woman I've ever met secretly wants to be taken care of, wants to feel like Prince Charming is going to come in and sweep her off her feet, not because she needs to be rescued, but because it feels good. And that's feminine energy. So the roles have been really mixed up. And when people aren't communicating and they're not connecting with each other, what happens if the man starts acting more insecure, more worried, more stressed, getting caught up, getting distracted by his work instead of focusing on what his wife needs at home, then she feels freaked out and she'll start to actually act more masculine. So she'll feel like she has to get everything done and she'll feel like she has to take the lead and she has to make all the decisions, which she's very capable of doing, but not happy about it at all. And then she loses that attraction towards her husband. So when the woman learns how to, it starts with the man. When the man learns how to feel secure and confident and he feels good enough so he can take care of the people in his life, and do the right thing and let his wife know that he is going to be there for her, take care of her, and make her feel like she walks on water. And then her role is to, let the man have that lead and feel good and support him and respect him in that way. But in most relationships, the man isn't been stepping up and being masculine, and the women aren't being respectful. and you have everybody just fighting all the time. And then it affects the kids, and then the divorce rate is 54%. If we could just learn what the rules are, and just learn how to feel good about ourselves, and learn how to use our mind and emotions in the right way, and the only way you're going to learn how to do that is to go to programs and go to seminars and go to the programs like you're doing with Les Brown and go to these functions and get the rules and learn how to use your mind and your emotions in a new way. It's the only way to a more secure, happy life. Trying to figure it out on your own, I don't think it's possible.
And I might add into that list that you said to listen to Nothing But Good News Radio live twice a week. That could...
That's right. And buy Candy's books and all these other things that she's doing and sign up for her newsletter. That's right. So,
well, you know, it might sound like just a shameless self-promotion, but the truth is, Tim, I started this radio show 8 years ago as a community resource, as well as the magazine, Nothing But Good News Magazine. You can go on my website, and there's probably 300 archived shows that you can listen to for free. You get the magazine. Every magazine has articles on how to make life work, and it's there as a community resource, as a way to combat all of this stuff. I know you talked about how much fear and worry is in the world today. Doesn't it just seem like everybody is so anxious?
Yes.
And life can be so grand when you get the rules, like you said.
When you get the rules, life is still going to be a pain in the butt. Okay. Life is still going to have its challenges. Life is still, and it's one of the things that will turn people off from, you know, the self-help movement, because they start to get this idea that, yo, just be happy. Life is a challenge, and it's always going to be a challenge, no matter how smart you are, no matter what you know. I thought, well, if I just had more money, everything would be better. So I got more money, and I was just felt the same way. So it's learning how to really create strong faith so that you believe in something stronger and bigger than just you. Because if it's all about you, that makes you God, and you're just not qualified for the position. However, you also got to learn how to use that brilliant mind and your brilliant emotions to your advantage and realize that you are worthy of doing it, that you are enough. And so you have to be in an environment where that can rub off. You have to be around other people that can believe in you so that you can believe in yourself. And if you aren't introduced to this new information, all you have is what you already know, and that simply isn't going to be enough. I mean, you can still light a fire by rubbing two sticks together, but, you know, there's people out there that have flamethrowers that can just make it easier. And, you know, anytime you can make life a little bit easier, I'm all for it.
I agree with that. I agree with that piece wholeheartedly. I agree. Life is work. Life is a four-letter word. It's work. But there's also magic in that when you can work at it and do the things that you love to do and get the fulfillment and the joy. And I so agree with the things that you say, especially the piece about not having worry and anxiety by building that piece called faith and belief. Because when you really believe and you really do have faith and you can understand things like surrender and the wisdom of uncertainty and how things are created in our highest and best good and all of those things, when you can really understand what those things are, I know, like you know, is that the anxiety piece doesn't exist in that biggest way. So
right.
I'm going to let you respond to that right after we come back from this commercial break.
Look forward to it.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And before we get back to Tim's response, I just want to let you know I'm very excited and proud to say that the American Business Women's Association South Broward chapter in November will be awarding me, Candy G, the Spirit of Excellence Award for the Media Leader of the Year. If anybody would like to come out to the reception and dinner, tickets are available. Just email me, candyg@candyg.com. I'm honored, and beyond honored and humbled because, like I said to Tim before we went to the break, is that this radio show is always meant to be a community resource, and to have folks recognize that means a lot to me. So before I rambled on about faith and surrender and belief before we went to off to the break, and you were going to comment.
Well, I agree.
I agree
with that.
There you go. Yeah. What was that?
Yeah. Well, I really do. You know, if you believe in faith, and I have this conversation with people a lot of times that say, well, I'm not really sure if God exists or not. Well, look at it this way. The principles that are taught when you believe in God are very loving and they're very positive. And it's about doing the right thing and being honest and watching out for others and working together. And they're very loving, positive principles. So whether you know if God exists or not, if you choose to believe that he does and you live to those standards, you are simply going to be a happier person. You are simply going to feel more secure in this world. You are simply going to wake up in the morning and feel as though you are part of something special instead of getting caught up in the details of the moment, because those details are going to shift. They're going to change. There's always something that's going to happen in your life. There's always support and challenge at the same time. One area of your life or one person or one situation is going to be challenging you, and simultaneously, there will also be another person or situation or event that is going to support you. So there's always that balance. It's just, what are you choosing to focus on? Are you choosing to focus on the things that make you feel happy and connected and secure, or are you choosing to focus on the other crap? You know, there's a story of two dogs that were fighting in an alley, and a master was there with the student, and the student looks up to the master, and he says, "Master, which dog is going to win?" And the master says, "The one you feed." And so what force are you feeding in your mind? The force of faith or the force of fear? I sound like Reverend Tim. Amen. Can I have a hallelujah?
You can get a hallelujah from me. I will tell you that my personal relationship with God is the thing that has saved and made and formed my life. So mm-hmm. I can say it for most folks that know my story, and there were some pretty tough early stories, is that I know that I was gifted with a very tough early life so I could learn what I've learned so I could share it with others. And that is, there's always a gift in the obstacle. There's always a gift in this thing that shows up, and maybe it's not what you want, but the gift is always there. But I'm going to ask you a question. Tim, if I could wave that magic wand for you today, and that you could do anything that you wanted, and failure was not an option, what would that look like for you?
Well, first of all, I think the thing that I would wish for first is that the people listening to your show really get true value from it. They get a piece, an idea, some kind of inspiration, some kind of reconnection. Maybe they hear something that they had not heard before, or maybe something that they had heard before and forgotten, and it gives them just that little edge, just that little bit of, yes, maybe I can be this. Maybe I can do this. Maybe I am enough. And if they could have that spark, that would be the most exciting thing, because every time someone starts to feel good about themselves, it influences the person next to them, which influences the person next to them. And as we keep positively influencing each other, then the world becomes a better place. If I was going to wish for something for me, it would be to share the stage with you and Les Brown.
Well, you never know what we might just be able to make happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's right. Ask and you shall receive.
Wave that magic wand. So, absolutely, wave that magic wand. You know what's interesting is when I knew that I wanted to be a speaker, and mm-hmm. I knew that I didn't, and I wanted to speak with the big boys. This is what I had to do, and I imaged myself on stage with my favorite speaker of all times, which was Les Brown, and other folks like Mark Victor Hansen and Ken Varga and some other folks that have become great friends of mine in the last decade. And what's interesting is Tim, I imaged the whole Les Brown thing. I knew it was going to happen, and I have to share this story with you. It was, oh heavens, my daughter's 18 now. It had to be at least 10 years ago, and it was her birthday. And I wanted to hire an Elvis impersonator for her birthday because she loved Elvis Presley at the time. The kid's 7, she loves Elvis. And so I wanted to hire an Elvis Presley impersonator. And so I started calling these entertainment companies. And I got this one guy on the phone who was a comedian, and he was joking around with me. And so I was joking back. So I was joking around, and he's joking back. And in his best Rodney Dangerfield voice, he says, "What do you do for a living?" Now, at the time, I was not a speaker. I was selling real estate, and I didn't say I was a salesperson of luxury real estate. I said, "I'm an author and a speaker," and I had yet, Tim, to write my first word.
Yeah.
And he said, "Hold on, I have somebody I want you to talk to." And he three-wayed me to a gentleman, and we chatted for 20 minutes. And the gentleman said to me, he goes, "I love your take on life." He goes, "I'm doing a program in 2 days. Will you share the stage with me?" And I said, "Absolutely." And 60 days later, he introduced me to Les Brown, who has since become a grand friend and mentor. So
that is a fantastic story.
Oh, and I got a lot of them. I am a storyteller. But to hear that, I can't believe this hour is going so fast. Don't go anywhere. We have one more segment to go, and we're going to give them your best stuff and how they can find you. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G and Tim Scher. And we're in our last segment. You always tell when the hours go fast when we have great, great, great guests with great content. Now, before we get back to Tim and he fills us up with the rest of his wisdom, I want you to know, I've been talking about this movie, The Journey, for a year. The premiere is December 9th. That will be in L.A. We will be having a South Florida premiere, and we will be having some very, very special cast members coming down for the premiere. I will give you the date. I'll let you know. We'll be doing a speaking event as well. If you want to see the trailer, you can go to CandyG.com right on the front page. And I'm very proud to say that we've got great cast members like Bob Proctor, Brian Tracy, Vic Johnson, on and on. Oh, yeah, Candy G's in there somewhere. But I'm telling you, it's just such good stuff. I'm just excited. So, Tim,
well, big congratulations on that.
What's that?
Very, very. I said congratulations on that. It's a very exciting thing.
Thank you. You know, and I really appreciate it. But I will tell you, Tim, I'm simply a product of what you teach. All the stuff that you talk about, I'm test and testimony. And so I say people listen to Tim, get his processes, get his books, because everything he's talked about on the show today, I've used and utilized. And one of the folks, one of the people that I most admire being on the show today, Tim, is you, because you have an incredible way of languaging all of this stuff. So I want folks to be able to find you, come out and touch you, be coached by you, to learn how to make life work. And how can they do that?
Well, they can do it in a variety of ways. It's whatever makes them more comfortable. So they can always go to eliminatesabotage.com. They go to eliminatesabotage.com. It will take them to our main website. And I have books and audio programs and videos and lots of information, free newsletters, where I just kind of give my spin. The information that we all talk about is really the same information. Truth is the truth. It's just we all put our own special flair on it. So, you know, I like to get practical and down to earth, but do it with a lot of love and a lot of fun. So, you know, so if you like the way that I approach it, that's wonderful. Go check out the book, Get Out of Your Way, How to Eliminate Self-Sabotage. Is my latest book, and that will teach you the best of what I've learned over the last 22 years of working with tens of thousands of clients and helping them to get results when they didn't seem to be able to before. We have a seminar, a Design Your Destiny seminar that's coming up and as well in November, and we have other programs. I have people from across the country flying in for this one coming up in November, so the details are there. And you know, so that's where you can find me. If you're struggling in any way with your health, your money, your relationships, if you're feeling, you know, like you need some help, and, you know, our number's on there, just give us a call.
This is great. How much is your Design Your Destiny seminar?
This one is actually $677. It's for three full days. I dropped the price. It's normally an $1,800 program because it's so intense. But I have a lot of people that wanted to participate, and I knew they couldn't afford it, so I lowered the price and to get them in there.
And it's the kind of thing, you know, folks that are listening, especially when you can do the immersion thing, 3 days, getting immersed. That's the kind of stuff that is really going to make change for you. You know, here's what I know to be true. Listening to one radio show or just reading one book, if that's all it took for transformation, we'd all be rich, thin, and happy. The truth is, it takes commitment and it takes effort. But I will tell you that when you will apply the effort to your own life, spend time with you, spend time with folks like Tim, figure out what it is that you want to create in your life, and get somebody who's a great guide like Tim Shure to help you out, it's amazing what can happen. So I hope folks check out your website, and I hope you get some folks up to your event. It sounds like a great thing.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's a way, the immersion experience is really cool because instead of getting a piece at a time, you get the whole puzzle, and you get reconditioned and reprogrammed, and you get what I call a mental makeover, you know, right then and there, and you get reinforced over and over and over again, so there's no faking it, there's no willpower. When you go home, you're secure. When you go home, you feel calm. When you go home, you know how to feel motivated instantly. And then the rest is just the details. We help you create your plan and your action steps so you know what to do and you're motivated to do it, but it's really about giving you a new way of feeling, because once you feel right, then you can go and do anything. Because we're not run by our logic, we're run by our emotions. And when you learn how to use those correctly, you know, it opens up a whole new world for you. So
I love this this book, Losing Your Weight Without Losing Your Mind.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and on Tim's website, there's some good stuff on here. So you're going to want to go in and check that out. So
yes.
We have about 3 minutes before we're off the air. What is it that you want to leave the listening audience with? What do you want them to remember about you most today?
Well, if you can remember to focus on what you want, focus on the outcome that you want instead of where you're at. If you focus on, if you remind yourself to just keep breathing, under stress and pressure, people stare at the ground and they hold their breath. Actually, if you ever want your voice to quiet down in your head, stare up. You don't have to do meditation and yoga for 20 years. Just look up. Now, if you're driving, don't do this, but look up. When you look up, your mind actually gets quiet. So look up. Take deep breaths in. Focus on what you want. Say things to yourself in the way that you want it. So say it in the present. I am getting better every day in every way. I am becoming the person that I was born to be. Continue to read books, go to seminars, listen to Candy's show, surround yourself around other people who will love you and support you with no strings attached. And if you do those things and you develop your faith, you will find yourself truly becoming the person you want to be.
I don't know what to say after that.
Maybe we could just hum.
We could hum. No. Or chant. Tim, you're delightful and you're fun and you have such a lot of great stuff. I really love sharing the airwaves with somebody that really does have just an infectious attitude, and I can just tell you're the kind of person that folks love to be around, and I'm certain that 3-day event is absolutely going to be delightful. So I hope folks take you up on that. But certainly if you're in town on the 13th, you want to come see me. It's just a 1-day. It's not a 3-day. But, hey, you know.
Well, again, being around people like you, Candy, is what's going to inspire others. So just being around that high energy, just being around that, you know, where other people are feeling good instead of being stressed out and frustrated all the time. You know, so I encourage people to go and anytime they can be around you and your energy, that's definitely a plus. Anytime they can be around and hear positive speakers or positive preachers or anybody that is telling you, feel good, relax, breathe, you matter, you're important, it's okay, you know, quit taking it so serious, you know, and believe that you are enough. Anytime you have the opportunity, take it. Take it, take it, take it.
And, you know, and I want to just go back quick again and just remind folks about the believing piece. The believing piece is so important. And you can have anything you want if you will give up the belief that you can't have it.
Yeah. And that's right.
That's right.
So imagine if you ever have that voice in your head that says you can't have it, you're not enough. Think of the most annoying person that you know in your life where you would never listen to any advice they'd ever give you, and then give that negative voice in your head that voice. And you'll be just fine.
I love it. You've got some great tricks. And you know what? We want to hear from you some more, Tim, because you've got some great stuff. I appreciate you so much. You're doing great work out there. Thank you for being on Nothing But Good News Radio with me today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Oh, we'll do more stuff.
Okay, good.
All right. This is Candy G. It's Nothing But Good News Radio. I have so many great guests coming up. This show is recorded. You'll find it in the archives like always. But you know what I want you to do now is just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.